You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I think it's commonly accepted and well known that stepping on Lego is the most painful thing in the world.
It's right up there next to toy cars.
Yeah, toy cars are bad. I reckon Lego's worse.
Lego, there's higher chance.
Mm.
They can cover more ground. It's
they
cheaper.
Really, yeah.
And there's different sizes as well. So the pain, it...
It's not consistent.
Yeah, I think that's the main issue.
You can step on a large bit and it'll be very painful in this part of your foot and then just a little bit and you'll barely feel it until you really put your weight on it and
which
then
yes. Four dots isn't as painful as six.
Oh!
Six dots on a Lego bit.
Controversial
I think
call.
Probably the way to go.
I think stepping on like something that's been made out of Lego is worse.
Yeah.
Just like there's a five-year-old kid or something just made a house and you just step on it because then you have to deal with a crying kid as well.
That's true. But if it was a whole house that made out of Lego and you stepped on it, I think you need to have a good hard look at yourself.
Yes, and maybe question how you managed to get up to a full life-sized house to step on it.
Mm.
Well, Simo, the reason I bring up stepping on Lego is because a Guinness World Record has been broken. Imagine, like, just stepping on one piece of Lego is bad.
Yeah.
Imagine walking on Lego for over 3.2 kilometres.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Also, mate, that is the record that has been broken.
Oh, I feel like a champion.
The Guinness World Record for walking barefoot over a pile of Lego bricks.
All right, so this woman she's a masochist. She is obviously into the pain.
Yes, well, she's walked on Lego barefoot for over 3.2 kilometres. However...
How many kids has she got?
Unconfirmed.
That's a lot of kids and a lot of Lego.
It wasn't a 3.2 kilometer stretch of Lego. She made like a loop.
Oh, okay.
Sort of thing, like a track.
Right, no, that's okay.
Got like
right.
20 meters or so and just made a track, I mean.
Wow, so she didn't even get different views.
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, she could have had TVs or something as she went around. I don't know. But here's the thing. This is what I reckon. It's sort of commonly accepted as well as Lego being super painful to stand on.
Hmm.
So you and I as guys can, you know, say this. Women are by far smarter.
Okay, yeah. I like the global sweeping statement.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a lot of global sweeping statements on the show today.
I'll accept your premise.
Well, okay, so with this woman, instead of just her walking around on Lego for 3.2 kilometres,
yeah,
she got a group of five friends together, and together they have broken the collective world record for walking on Lego.
Wow.
So each person of the team only had to do about 20 laps of this circuit, which is about 32 feet.
Right.
And now they've got the Guinness World Record.
So are they part of
on Lego?
Are they part of a parents group or what's the go? I'm sensing some deep-seated issues with the Lego.
Unconfirmed. But isn't that like a genius way of just instead of... Hang on, we can get our name in the Guinness World Record books. Instead of walking over for 3.2Ks, we'll get a group of five friends together and then we don't have to walk as far.
That's very true. Very true. But what I would say is her friends aren't coming around for book club next week.
Yeah.
Like they're not coming around for coffee around to Linda's place.
Susan, you said that we were just going to have a cup of tea. Now we have to do this.
Yeah, it's like this escalated quickly.
All right, we need more we need to get better at communication. I think that's safe to say.
Legos, you said you were cooking pasta.
Simo and Jordan.
The border between North and South Korea.
Right.
You familiar with it?
I've seen it on maps. I know where it is.
Yeah, it's between the north and the south.
Yes, thank you.
Yep.
I'm not overly familiar with it. Why are we doing some international diplomacy?
Yes, mainly because I'm so interested in this story that has broken this morning.
Okay.
Regarding a North Korean defecting to the south.
So what's that? So that's someone that lives in North Korea that doesn't want to live
Correct.
In North Korea.
And they've
because
escaped.
Because of various reasons they have to escape.
That's right. They've escaped and they've asked for asylum in the south. Now, there's like a big wall there. There's barbed wire. It's quite difficult to get out.
Yeah.
Now, this bloke is a North Korean gymnast.
Okay.
And he, and I quote, has defected by vaulting the fences. A North Korean gymnast has escaped to South Korea by swinging himself over the border barricades without triggering any sensors. So he's just kind of flown the coop, Jordan.
What do you mean? What do you mean vaulting? What's vaulting?
Vaulting with like a big pole.
Oh, like pole vaulting.
Yeah.
Oh, like they do in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I gotcha. Yeah.
So he's just kind of pole vaulted, hop, skipped and jumped and cleared a whole bunch of walls and barricades and barbed wire fences.
And didn't trigger any sensors, apparently.
That's
they have.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I feel like it must have triggered at least one, because otherwise how do we know that this happened?
Because the South Koreans are reporting it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the South Korean military discovered the man in his 20s, and so by the sounds of it, he's been training for years.
Mm.
I don't know if it was for this purpose or this end goal in mind.
Don't know.
But the fact that he's done that just gives me a few ideas about how our borders keep changing.
Oh, well, what is it? So, Carol, I think Victoria's open.
Yeah.
It's just South Australia and WA that are
Queensland thrown in there for good measure.
I think Queensland are changing soon.
Mm, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm saying is just now you need to pack a pole vault in the car.
Yeah.
Maybe on the roof racks.
Or when you go on holiday, just pop it in the overhead locker with you, right, just in case you have to pole vault your way back.
Mm, a few box jumps at home, just on the daily, just to make sure the legs can carry you over a fence.
It wouldn't surprise, especially after State of Origin, it's Queensland winning, it wouldn't surprise me if New South Wales, if Gladys put up a wall between New South Wales, Queensland.
Yeah.
Just this is a next time State of Origin, you need to get all your players to pole vault over.
Mm, we've got a gold medalist pole vaulter, don't we?
Steve Hooker?
That's right,
the redhead?
He's the only guy that's getting around Australia at the moment.
It's him going to borders to jumping over.
He's the only one. He's like, I've been travelling all year, mate.
Imagine the people who are the police officers on the border just going, oh, Steve's here again.
How did you get in?
And, mate, you've been in 15 times. We'll just open the door and let you go. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, actually, it'll get to that point where he'll be
save the hassle. You got to do it anyway.
It's like, we know you can do it. Don't bother, please.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And true crime. It's a monolithic-sized industry these days.
If you insist.
True crime, yeah. Novels and podcasts and TV shows like Netflix. Like,
if you, oh, yeah, there's a lot of Netflix crime shows, yeah.
Big into it. Now, though, we go to a Sydney courtroom.
Okay.
Right. The real thing, Jordan.
I know, so not a Netflix show.
No.
Could there be a Netflix show about this story coming up at some point?
Probably. There's, what is there? It's a Sydney drug gang. There's some hitmen involved.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're all the key ingredients for a good Netflix drama.
Big time. And a Sydney juror has been discharged from a months-long murder trial for falling asleep and snoring as it entered its final stages.
Okay.
It's apparently, right, this juror has shown no signs of, like, tiring, sleeping through the months-long trial.
Mm.
It's got to the final stages, like, the last week.
Well, maybe that's why. If he hasn't slept during the months that this trial has been going on.
Just knackered.
And then just like, oh, I can't make it anymore, and then just dozed off.
Yeah, the unnamed woman, mind you,
okay,
was part of the extended jury of 15 people hearing the allegations, and it's come to the final. It's like you've reached the end of the Netflix series. That's when the pressure's going up. That's when it's going to get more intense.
And that's when, like, Harry's fighting Voldemort or something like that. It's the final. It's the big crescendo. It's what you've been there for, and then you...
And then she's asleep.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I mean, out of all the places to fall asleep as well... In a court while you're one of the jury is probably not a good place.
So the prosecution case neared its conclusion. Justice Peter Hamill noticed the juror was clearly asleep for some period of time.
So this woman hadn't just fallen asleep and started snoring. They kind of let her snore for like maybe an hour or so.
Court's got a court.
Before the judge is like... Hang on a second.
You should do something about this.
Yes.
He goes on, he's quoted as saying, I made those observations because the fact of their sleepiness was made brought to my attention by members of my staff. Yesterday, members of my staff again drew my attention to the juror, and each of them could not only see that they appeared to be asleep, but were of the view that they could hear them snoring.
So this is 2 days in a row, this juror fell asleep.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
There's always someone that falls asleep before the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Always someone.
But not often the movie doesn't go over multiple days and then they come back and then fall asleep again.
Yeah. It's not often because it's their job, isn't it? They get coined for that, right? Jurors?
I don't know, maybe.
Is it a right or is it... Because you get called up. They could call us up right now, but Simo and Jordan, you're going to court.
I hope they don't. well, no, I don't know how all that works.
So the New South Wales Supreme Court judge couldn't hear the snores, but it was obvious a nearby juror was patently aware of the problem. Sleeping on at least four separate occasions, it occurred during the evidence in which police investigators were cross-examined and during the first parts of the prosecutor's closing address. The very end, it's like, oh, I just can't stay awake for this. We know he's guilty.
Like, you know what all this reminds me of?
What?
Do you remember there's that episode of The Simpsons where Homer Simpson is doing jury duty, I think it's called?
Okay.
And he falls asleep, but he's got like glasses that have eyes printed on.
Okay.
So he's quite clearly asleep, but he's got these glasses that have eyes printed on.
Well, there's an option.
That is what this woman needs.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that phenomenal?
Mm.
He goes on to say, this is the Supreme Court judge saying, the juror's inability to remain awake caused me to conclude that there is a reason affecting the juror's ability to perform the functions of a juror. Well, I'd say so.
There's a lot of jurors in that sentence.
Yeah. Why do they speak such crap?
Honestly. I don't think you should say that about judges. In 20 years' time, you could get called a speeding finals on there. Yeah. You could get called before one, and it's like, oh, well, 20 years ago on your radio show, you said we all speak crap. Guess he's going to prison for 10 years.
Yeah, well, they do, don't they? That's probably why she's fallen asleep.
I would like to distance myself from Simo's comments. Judge Judy does not speak crap. I've watched many episodes of that show.
She cuts through it, though. She's different.
Yeah, actually, she would be. I got no time for this legal mumbo-jumbo.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I bring you news this morning of a 3-year-old Brazilian child who follows my heart, shall we say, who has the same kind of feelings towards food and delivery services as I do.
Right, you've been reincarnated early.
I know, yes, I've been reincarnated as a 3-year-old Brazilian child.
And, well, so it's some added soccer skills to the repertoire.
I mean, I'm already brilliant at soccer, but we'll add some more.
Yeah.
No, Simo, I did see this. It's kind of gone viral on the socials overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So this 3-year-old kid in Brazil managed to get hold of his mother's phone and order a feast from McDonald's.
Wow. Oh, that's just dreams. It's also scary, though. 3-year-old with a phone that knows how to work it.
I know. But he knows how to work it to the food delivery apps.
Yeah.
And get not just like a burger and chips, not just like a normal sized for one person amount of food.
You're thinking about the food.
I know I am. Stumbled on my words. Because I've got a list here of what he ordered, and I'm kind of stumbling on my words.
You choked up a little bit there. It's just so beautiful.
It's an emotional moment. So this kid, he didn't just buy like one burger meal. He got quite a little bit more.
All right, hold up. We need something for... what do we need? Wow.
Right. Simo is frantically typing in, trying to find some kind of song for...
Here we go. There we go. This one's up for a Grammy somehow. Yummy by Justin Bieber. What's the list? What's the food? What's the menu? Yeah, you got that
yum. All right, so Simo, this was ordered by a 3-year-old Brazilian child. He ordered 6 promotional meals, which I think is like just the word for meal, chips, drink, that sort of thing, as well as that 6 Happy Meals, 8 special offer limited edition toys, the Macca's toys that they do.
He's nailed that.
10 milkshakes, 2 McSundays. And he thought he'd be healthy and get 8 bottles of water as well.
Yeah, right. No, that probably just came with the meals, right?
No, apparently they were ordered separately.
Okay.
The mum got a random call. She lived in an apartment block. The reception called her up and said, there's a delivery for you. She almost said, no, that's a bit peculiar.
A bit odd.
Wandered down and saw 10 bags full of food.
Hey, wait, how did she know that there was an order?
Well, there was like a reception. Someone like called her. She lived in an apartment building.
Ah, right.
So the reception took it and then they called up and said...
they called her on a landline.
Because
the kid's got the phone.
I don't...
Because how does she...
Probably just got an intercom. I don't know how Brazilian apartments work. Stop getting sidetracked in the details. This kid ordered all this food.
Yeah. What's it? He's obsessed with the number 8.
Why'd you say that?
Well, 8 bottles of water, did you say?
Yeah.
And then, is that 8 Happy Meals?
No, 8 special offer toys.
Yeah.
6 Happy Meals.
Okay, interesting.
We could actually do that, you know, the 12 Days of Christmas song. 8 bottles of water, 6 Happy Meals, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Nice, yeah.
After rummaging through all this food, they actually realised that they'd forgotten some stuff as well.
Oh, really?
So they hadn't delivered. They'd forgotten one of the yellow minion toys that the kid had ordered, as well as an apple pie.
Wow.
So do you reckon? I reckon that's just the delivery guy going.
One apple pie?
Yeah, just one apple. He only ordered one.
And an apple pie forgotten in the delivery.
And an apple pie that the delivery driver ate on the way. Because I reckon that's what happened. This delivery driver's just kind of got, you know, 10 bags of food. He's feeling a bit peckish, you know. they're not going to miss an apple pie.
Hmm.
And then turns out they did.
Just as well he didn't deliver from a fine dining, like, Michelin star restaurant.
Mm.
It's at least a cheap-ish mistake, you know?
Well, I mean, it still cost 400 BRL. I don't know what the Brazilian currency is. I don't know what the conversion is.
Mm.
But I get that's not cheap. I don't want to, you know, but kind of five-star Michelin-star restaurants.
Not likely to be a Macca's.
Don't tend to do delivery.
Really?
You know, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant isn't really doing delivery, is it?
They're missing out there.
Yeah. I'll message Gordon on Instagram, let him know. Yeah. Get on the delivery apps, mate. You'll make a fortune.
There's a lot of Brazilian kids out there.
Yeah, open a restaurant in Brazil as well.
Yeah.
There's Minion toys and apple pies.
Yeah, interesting. The Happy Meals. Were the Happy Meals all the same? Because you can do nuggets or a burger, can't you?
Again, you're asking me questions, which...
Because I assume you'd probably change it up. Like, you'd do burger in one, nuggets in the next one. And then you get a little bit excited about what's inside the Happy Meal. Because you're like, oh, is this going to be a nuggets one? Mm. Or is it, it's a burger one!
Yeah, it's been a while since you've had a Happy Meal, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you want. Is that what you're going to have for lunch?
I think they still remain happy in my heart, though.
You're going to swing by Macca's. I just want a Happy Meal. Yeah, it's for me.
Actually,
I'm almost 30.
Can I get... two. Don't tell me what one. Have one that's nuggets.
One that's nuggets and one.
Don't tell me which is which.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll order six via a delivery app as well as eight bottles of water.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
You're a gamer. You're gaming pretty hard at the moment, right?
We're talking video games?
Yeah.
I don't think I go all that hard, do I?
Okay, geez. Either own it or don't, Jordan.
Okay, yes, then. Yes, I am.
No, honestly, how many times a week?
Okay, I am going pretty hard.
Probably, like, every day?
Yes.
You don't need to be ashamed of it. I support you.
No, it's just kind of, I didn't realise I was, and then you put it like that, it's like, oh, okay, I was, actually.
Yeah. What are you worried about, the boys in your cricket team or something?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Screw them, Jordan. You've got me, mate. I'm right here with you, all right?
Yeah, there's 11 of them. There's one of you.
I'll take them.
You'll lose.
So the reason I bring up the gaming scenario is the PS5. Now, you're still slaving it on a PS4?
Yes.
Okay, right, yeah. So you're not too far down the gaming wormhole?
I've been very tempted to purchase a PS5.
Really?
I think that might be like one of those self-Christmas presents thing. Because, you know, there is a popular gift-giving public holiday coming up very soon.
Mm.
So I kind of subtly dropped the hints to my mum. I don't think she picked them up, so I might have to buy it myself.
At your age, yeah.
Yeah. When you're in your mid-20s, yeah. You can't rely on your mum to buy you a games console.
So the PS5 out and about, but you might find it tricky to get your hands on the hot piece of tech because its supply lines bit hard. They're flying off the shelves as soon as they come out of the warehouses at the moment.
Oh, so, okay.
So much so that I saw one, this is legit, it sold for $15,000 on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Retail, it sells for about $500.
Oh, so they're that? Wow.
Yeah.
So they're paying, what, triple the price?
I don't know how that happened. That was a, must be mitigating circumstances. Must have been signed by someone. I don't know.
We just had that story before about the kid in Brazil who sold his mum's phone to buy lots of Maccas.
Yeah.
Was it the same kid that just went onto eBay? Yeah, just add a couple of extra zeros.
If you got your gaming console signed by someone, who would it be to increase the value? I don't really know any famous gamers.
No, I don't know any either. Are there famous gamers? I don't know.
Skrillex would probably be a good option.
I'd just go for Brad Pitt or someone like that. Anything signed by Brad. If it's a piece of toilet roll signed by Brad Pitt, a sudden that'll go through. Actually, earlier this year, toilet roll would have gone through the roof anyway. So
good point.
Imagine that if you had a piece of toilet paper signed by Brad Pitt in the height of the toilet paper thing.
And there's none other in the...
There's no other one in the house. It's like... do I?
There's no other toilet paper in the house except for the Brad Pitt signed roll.
Except for the Brad Pitt one, which I assume you've got framed as well, just because it's Brad Pitt.
Oh, no.
And it's like, you've left me with a tough choice now.
Straight in the shower. Straight in the shower.
You wouldn't use the Brad Pitt toilet paper?
I'd be straight in the shower.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I reckon I would, and then just once it all calmed down, just got another bit of toilet paper, got a Sharpie Brad Pitt. There you go. Just tell everyone that's the same one.
No, hop straight in the shower, keep the value. Now, back on the PlayStation 5.
Yes, we got a bit sidetracked.
The supply issues Big problems through Amazon as well, where they're now investigating missing consoles with some customers getting fry pans instead of PS5s in their delivery.
Yeah, that's a... No offense to fry pan enthusiasts.
Yeah.
But when you're expecting a PlayStation 5 and you get a frying pan...
Yeah.
You're going to be disappointed.
It's true. But the frying pan, it does offer potential of a grilled sandwich.
And that would cheer me up momentarily.
Yeah, that's it.
But then once you finished the grilled sandwich, you would go back to, now I'll go play on my PS5. No, I can't.
Yeah, wait. Yeah. So that's what the investigations that are currently happening at the moment.
I love, out of all things, a frying pan. Not just like another gaming console or something else. I just got this delivery guys going, oh, well, we've got this frying. Yeah, you go have a frying pan.
Must show that there's a oversupply of fry pans waiting to be purchased online.
People in the frying pan game are just desperate for this kind of PlayStation style. Kind of just flying off the shelves. Like, one day it's going to come. Frying pans will go flying off the shelves.
When the PlayStation 6 arrives, they'll be selling it with...
buy a PlayStation 6, get a free frying pan.
Exactly right.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.